Inside Mac.
Thursday, October 19th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Investors and analysts are still giving Apple a standing ovation after yesterday's financial results, and the future is looking even better. Find out what film director Kevin Smith will be doing in January, and the shuffle is almost here. In Apple's fourth quarter financial results afterglow, analysts and investors have been extremely encouraged. The company exceeded their expectations, and now they're claiming that Apple is now on track to be a legitimate market share player. With increased Mac sales and Steve Jobs' prediction of another great year, analysts are giving up on the iPod halo effect and are beginning to see that the Mac business can not only stand on its own, but it can start running. In fact, investment manager Michael Church said focus is actually shifting away from Apple's iPod. Now a lot of people are looking at Mac sales to drive growth over the next 2 years, and there is reason to believe that this will not end anytime soon. As Steve Jobs has promised, 2007 is likely to be one of the most exciting new product years in Apple's history. The Macworld Conference and Expo is set to take place at San Francisco's Moscone Center in January, and it has been announced that film director Kevin Smith, who is known for his indie hit Clerks, will participate in a Q&A. The release said Kevin comes to Macworld Conference and Expo to share his wry perspective on the film business, its quirks, and what it takes to stick with it. He'll be talking on January 9th. Other highlighted guests include David Pogue, who will take the stage on January 10th to host Macworld Live, which is a talk show that'll feature guests, song parodies, and news of the day. And last but not least, on January 11th, Macworld senior editor Chris Breen will host the Mac Brainiac Challenge. iTunes users in the U.S. will be able to buy a new version of Neil Young's Living with War album through the service on Election Day, November 7th. The album has been remastered, and four videos from the album that were directed by Young will also be released through iTunes the very same day. In addition, a special CD-DVD combo package that will feature the Young-directed videos is scheduled to ship in December. For those of you who are waiting for the world's smallest digital music player, also known as the iPod Shuffle, they should be here soon, as Apple's chief operating officer Tim Cook has reaffirmed that the second generation iPod Shuffle is scheduled to ship to customers and stores before the end of the month. He stated that customers' reception was excellent and that demand for the Shuffle accelerated significantly after the September 12th launch. Coming up, go universal. Everyone else is doing it when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Adobe Systems has acquired Sirius Magic, the maker of video software and communication tools. According to the company, this acquisition strengthens Adobe's leadership position in video software for both video professionals and consumers. With Sirius Magic solutions such as the DV Rack extending direct-to-disc recording and monitoring into field and visual communicator and vlog, it delivers the power of video communication to general business users and casual bloggers. Adobe plans to continue to sell Sirius Magic's products, and future versions of Adobe's video solutions will include Sirius Magic technologies and software. Apple has updated their Hot Deals site with the latest offerings from CDW Mac Warehouse, J&R Computer World, and Sweetwater Sound. few of the specials from CDW Mac Warehouse include the Epson PowerLite S3 LCD projector and the SanDisk Compact Flash Card. J&R Computer World specials include Sony's ECM CS10 omnidirectional stereo microphone, Kensington's Pilot Mouse laser wireless mini USB mouse, the Samsung 940W widescreen analog digital LCD, and the Canon CanoScan 8400F color flatbed scanner is being offered, to name a few. Lastly, Sweetwater Sound is offering deals, including the M-Box 2 Pro Factory 6-in, 8-out, 24-bit FireWire Audi MIDI interface with Pro Tools LE from DigiDesign, the Pro Tools Clinic Book and CD-ROM Demystifying LE by Mitch Gallagher from Music Sales, and the Remote Zero SL Keyless USB MIDI Control Surface that auto-maps to Reason 3 is being offered also. This was just a small sample. For more special deals and pricing, visit the Hot Deals site at apple.com. NewerTech announced their new solution package that will allow customers to purchase the Add Your Own Hard Drive Enclosure Kit version of the NewerTech Mini Stack version 2, with full software package available on complete hard drive installed storage solutions. The included software package has a suggested retail value of over $200 and includes EMC retrospect backup and speed tools. MCE Technologies has announced that it has started shipping the OptiBay hard drive for the MacBook Pro and the PowerBook G4. The MCE OptiBay Optical Bay hard drive adds a second internal hard drive to both the MacBook Pro and PowerBook G4 systems, taking the place of the laptop's internal optical hard drive. The new hard drive is available in 80, 100, 120, and 160 gigabyte capacities and allows 320 gigabytes of unformatted internal hard disk capacity in a MacBook Pro or PowerBook G4 system. Pricing starts at $249 US. And lastly today, just about every day, I talk about application updates that have gone universal. And for a good reason, there are now more than 4,000 universal binary applications, and Apple expects that 80% of the 500 most important applications will be available as universal applications by the end of the year. In addition, the company said that it had more than 1 million people download its bootcamp software, which is still in beta and is expected to be released alongside macOS 10 Leopard in the spring. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.